Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning. That's what I was trying to say originally. It's Thursday morning, but Friday Eve morning. And we have in studio with us, as she is the first and the third Thursday of every month, we have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing fine.
Excuse me if I've seemed a little scatterbrained this morning. I've been going ever since I got here, so I haven't been able to like take just a breath. But it's good to see you in here again this week. And what is your topic for this week?
We're going to go over a fall immunity guide today.
There we go. And especially since fall starts next week, officially.
Yep. Fall is definitely in the air. So, just to dive in. So, one thing, you know, you need to think about, like with colds and flus, they're common during the winter months, but they aren't inevitable. Like when we reach our 20s and 30s, that's when our immune system becomes the most effective against these type of bugs. Although resistance does start to drop after age 80. But if you're around 45 years old and you're catching colds three times a winter or more, you're doing something wrong in terms of caring for yourself, says Wendy Werner, MD, a holistic physician in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, and author of Boosting Your Immunity for Dummies. So let's stop and think about that. Adequate sleep and good food are your best protection. If you're eating crap, you can't expect your immune system to work right. And sugar is really bad for your immune system, says Werner. So eat whole foods, especially lots of veggies. Include an orange a day for vitamin C. And in addition, she's got these other supplements and some other suggestions that we're going to go over. So back to that sleep thing. 8 hours may not be enough. It's most important to sleep between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. That's when the immune system revs up, runs around, and cleans up all the stuff you've been exposed to that day, says Werner. But you have to be asleep for that to happen. So if you tend to sleep between 1 a.m. and 9 a.m., for example, your immune system gets shortchanged, even though you're getting the recommended 8 hours of sleep, or the recommended, So let's go over some different supplements that might help with that, boost that immune system. I think we've talked a little bit about mushrooms in the past and their effectiveness. Different mushrooms enhance different parts of the immune system, boosting its ability to resist seasonal bugs. And if you do get sick, speeding recovery. Look for a combination of maitake, cordyceps, and reishi mushrooms and take it daily during the winter season. And I know we've talked about vitamin D before, and how it beats the flu, and it's your best, one of your best defenses against flu. Studies of more than 11,000 people from infants to 95-year-olds show that low levels of vitamin D increase the odds of winter respiratory infections. Make sure you're getting enough of the sunshine vitamin, especially in the winter when you're less likely to be outdoors. And, you know, I know people. A lot of people think that, even in the summertime, they're getting the adequate amounts of vitamin D. But there's one thing I do want to mention. If you're not aware, my husband is Haynes Greenhouses. Mm-hmm. He's in that greenhouse nearly every day in, you know, sun, but he's protected with the poly. But he had some blood work done recently. He's deficient in vitamin D.
Oh.
So, things to think about.
Get load up on that vitamin D.
You betcha. So another thing you can help that will help is an herbal bath that will clear congestion. Like a hot, steamy shower bath with some herbs is a pleasant and actually relaxing way to decongest sinuses and lungs. If you take some rosemary, oregano, eucalyptus, and add it to a hot shower. Like if you're going to do like fresh herbs, you get it wet, squeeze it or stomp on it to release its oil and inhale. Or you can put essential oils like eucalyptus in a hot, wet washcloth and squeeze it to release some of the active components. An alternative to flushing sinuses with a neti pot is to take herbal showers or baths, and it can be effective for all ages, including kids. And I actually like to, like, if I'm congested, if I wake up and I'm congested, I'll take and I'll put, like, peppermint oil around the perimeter of the shower. Just a few drops is all it takes, because you get too much, it'll make your eyes water. And then the steam from the shower activate the peppermint oil and helps decongest. And, yeah, like, again, it only takes a few drops. So then another good one is echinacea. But, yeah, some people kind of make some mistake with echinacea, because it's great if you take it at the first minute you get a sniffle. Even if it crosses your mind, you're getting a scratchy throat, says Warner. Adding that you need to take about 4 times the dose recommended on most products. That way, she says, whether you're getting a cold or the flu, it will knock it out quickly. But again, you have to take it at the very, very first signs.
You have one little cough, and then you're like, oh boy, got to take this right now. So a little preemptive action there.
Yeah, you know, it's like sometimes you have to identify that cough. Why did I cough?
Yeah, exactly. Is it just an allergy cough, or is it a cough where you're actually getting a cold, you know?
Yeah. I kind of lean on that, do I have a sore throat?
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, because usually with an allergy, you're not going to have a sore throat. It's just going to be cough, 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 like, and which is what I get all the time. So yeah. It seems like.
Yeah. So another one is andrographis, which will work if you start taking it a day or two after your symptoms strike. It may also be effective for prevention, especially if you're exposed to bugs from, like, sick coworkers, family, or sniffling passenger sitting next to you on an airplane, or, you know, you got kids in school, daycare, you know, that kind of thing. And another popular flu remedy that also works for colds is viruses are continually mutating. And it's getting more and more difficult to tell whether a symptom indicates a cold or a flu. For example, says Warner, sniffles could be either one. Unlike flu vaccinations, which aim to target specific viruses and may not work because of incorrect predictions on which flu virus will be active that given season, natural remedies do help. And the one she's talking about here is, and I'm going to probably butcher the pronunciation, Acylococcanum. Which is a popular...
That's probably closer than I could probably could have gotten.
Coccinema. Probably, and I, you know, and they have this for more than just, like, the flu and stuff like that. They have some other formulations that are good for sinuses and things like that as well. So, and then, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that exercise a lot, and a moderate amount of exercise, you know, the kind that leaves you stressed and revitalized, makes you less susceptible to seasonal bugs. However, when you overdo exercise, you can increase your cortisol level, and that's your main stress hormone, and that'll negatively impact your immune system. So don't push yourself if you think you're coming down with something. You know, maybe a good time to try, like, yoga or Pilates, something like that that's not as intense. Achiness and fever are not cold or flu symptoms, which, you know, I don't know. If a fever or achiness makes you want to hide under the covers, that's probably the best thing to do. Aches and fevers aren't actually caused by cold or flu viruses, but by inflammatory chemicals released by your immune system, indicating it's fighting the virus, which is a good thing under the circumstances. You know, so you don't really want to suppress that action that your body's going through. Don't take an aspirin or suppress the bug fighting process. Rather, just take some natural remedies that enhance your ability to beat the virus and get some rest. Because if you don't get the rest you need, it'll take longer for you to recover. So viruses aren't the only culprits. Colds and flu are viral infections. But once they strike, a bacterial infection or secondary infection can also develop. Like a wet cough or a yellow greenish nasal discharge may be symptoms of that bacterial infection. You know, you can get your sinus infection after that. Because natural remedies enhance your immune system ability to knock out all type of pathogens, they can work on both. Herbs that contain, like, berberine such as Oregon grape, yellow root, and barberry are especially good for knocking out that bacteria. But so is the grapefruit seed extract. And so that's kind of what I lean towards for like sinus infections and bacteria infections, because it's just so good for like all the bacterial infections. So to stay healthy, Warner recommends taking these daily during cold and flu season. So you've got your mushroom extracts and probiotics and prebiotics. Let's touch on that for a second. Remember that over 70% of your immune system resides in your gut. And your gut is your second brain. They're coming out to determine that that's more of an issue. You know, it's like because your gut is going to talk to everything in your body. And if your gut ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
No, that is so true. And when your stomach is upset, the rest of you is just like, no. The rest of you is just not happy at that point. You just want to kind of lay down at that point.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like I said, the andrographis, the vitamin D. And if you're going to take a vitamin D supplement, the actual recommended, from what I've read and researched, is 1,000 IU for every 25 pounds of body weight. And then you got your fish oils. They'll actually help reduce chronic inflammation, which makes you more susceptible to bugs. So be sure and take that daily. Your vitamin C, you need to be taking on a daily basis anyway, because you need 2,000 milligrams per day just for normal body functions. So if you want to boost your immune system with vitamin C, you need to take more than that. And, you know, you got your hand washing. Be sure to wash your hands. And actually, alcohol wipes are going to be better than your antibacterial wipes, because a lot of times those contain some toxins that you don't really want to deal with. So anyway, that's like, you know, oh, we can't forget zinc. So that's an important.
Zinc's a good one.
That's an important one to fight viruses. Because it kind of puts the viruses in a blender. You know, it shakes them up and makes it harder for them to take hold.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on your
just skin. Kind of rips it apart where it can't, you know, it can't glom onto it. So
kind of, it just shakes them up, you
right?
Know,
or they're just like, hey, I can't. Hey, what's going on here? You know, they can't figure out what's going on and they can't hold on. So
yeah. So like for congestion, you can always flush your sinuses with a neti pot. And you can take, I mean, there are like some essential oils that you could add to your neti pot for that, but be sure and do your salts. And even, you know, just it's a good idea to flush your sinuses anyway during the cold and flu season, just to keep your system healthy. So, and I've got some good gummies on hand, some Sambucus black elderberry gummies, and I've got all my black elderberry stuff too, so all things to consider, because like I said, you know.
You got the good stuff over there, and so if anybody does want to come visit you or get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, I'm at 414 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville. You can call me at 620-251-4451. You can check out my Facebook page at Natural Food Center, Inc. You can catch my website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And let's see. Come in and talk to me. You know, give me some ideas what you want me to talk about on while I'm here at the radio. It's always beneficial. So.
All right. So sounds good. So we love having Jeannie Haynes in here the first and third of Friday. Thursday of every month. Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
That makes it sound so much closer to the weekend, doesn't it?
Yes.
On every Friday Eve, we appreciate having her in. And again, head on over to the Natural Food Center. If you know where the radio station is, it's literally just a few blocks to the west of us. You can't miss it. The big big Natural Food Center sign there. You cannot miss it. Head on over there. I've been over there as well. Lots of great things over there. So, including those chocolates you always talk about that are just so good.
Yep,
so,
yep.
So get on over to the Natural Food Center. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Coffeyville's Reawakening on with Denise York. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here again on this Friday Eve.